Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's go somewhere new.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline, and that sounds great to me. Today's topic is travel.
And the title of our lesson is Travel Tips, Planning a Trip. Travel Tips, Planning a Trip. So friends, we had a great show talking about this yesterday. Do you remember any of the tips that we learned?
Sure. When you are planning a trip, first choose where you want to go. Then consider when the best time is to visit. And of course, make sure you have enough vacation time to take the trip.
Wow, so many great tips. And we have even more today. So let's get started with today's Read It. Here's Pauline for some help.
In planning a trip, your budget is a major thing to consider. How much can you spend? The answer might affect the place and time you travel. Next, do you want to travel with a friend or with a group? If you travel with a friend, choose someone who shares similar interests. Before you travel together, discuss your favorite and least favorite things to do on vacation. If your ideas are too different, you might not travel well together. You also need to agree on travel dates.
Oh, I'm enjoying this and I can't wait to learn some more. Well, let's get started. Here's those key words for today.
Hello, 我们筹划旅游的时候，预算是一件很重要，一定要考虑的事。Your budget is a major thing to consider. 形容词 major 就是重大、主要的。接下来要决定是要跟团还是要跟朋友去。Do you want to go with a group? 名词 group 就是团体。如果想找朋友一起去，那就要问问这位朋友的兴趣，他的兴趣是不是跟你类似 ？Are they similar to yours？ 形容词 similar 就是相似的。可数名词兴趣爱好是 interest。Do you have similar interests？ 你们是否有相似的兴趣？你们可以彼此分享一下在旅游中最喜欢或是最不喜欢做的事。最喜欢的事就是。Favorite thing, 最不喜欢的事就是 the least favorite thing. 副词 least 就是最不或最少的意思。
Let's continue our conversation about planning a trip.
Good idea.
We just talked about choosing a place and time to travel.
We did. Another major thing to consider is your budget.
That can affect your travel plans. You can go almost anywhere as long as you have money.
True. Also, will you travel with a group or with a friend? Think about that.
So Alex and Trina are continuing to talk about planning a trip. Pauline, what does this word continue mean?
Well, if you start doing something and then you do it some more, you are continuing to do it.
Okay, so for example, Pauline, you started teaching here at LTETV last year in 2017. Now it's 2018 and you are continuing to teach here. And we're all very glad of that.
Well, thanks, Peter. Me too.So today we are continuing to talk about planning a trip.
Alex says we just talked about choosing a place and time to travel. This word just is another useful word to understand. What does just mean here?
Well, here just means recently or it means something happened not very long ago. We just watched Alex and Tina talk on their show.Just before that, Christina taught us our key words.
Good examples. Hey, let's give Christina a chance to explain this too. Here she is.
我们刚刚说过选择旅游的地点和时间，请看句子里的第二个字 just， 它的意思和用法很多，在这里是刚刚刚才的意思，所以只要讲到刚刚或者是刚才发生的事，我们就要用过去式，因为中文常常不分时态，所以这一点会被忽略掉。为了用的时候不要出错，现在练习一下吧。 We just got home， 我们刚刚到家。They just finished dinner， 他们刚吃完晚餐。 He just came back from the meeting， 他刚开会回来。因为 just 表示刚才的意思，所以这些动词都要用过去式。
Thank you very much. Okay, friends, you can say, now I just saw Christina.So we already reviewed the travel planning tips Trina told us yesterday. But does she have some new ones for us today?
Of course. She says another major thing to consider is your budget.
Oh, another sentence with lots of good words to learn. First, the word major. Here the word major means important.
Right, and we learned yesterday that the word consider means to think about. So another important thing to think about is your budget.
Okay, so what's a budget?
A budget is a plan for how much money you will spend. I have a monthly budget. This is my plan for how much money I will spend during the month. I try to save money for trips and other things in the future.
Right, so when it's time for a trip, you can check to see how much money you have saved for the trip. Then you start checking to see if you have enough money to go where you want to go.
Exactly, you consider your budget.
Consider your budget. Good advice and a great
calendar phrase.
Consider your budget.
Consider your budget.
要考虑你的预算。
I want to buy a new car.
Consider your budget.
Maybe I'll buy an old car.
Consider your budget.
Maybe I'll buy a bicycle.
Consider your budget.
Maybe I'll ride the bus.
Yeah.
Consider your budget.
Consider your budget.
要考虑你的预算。
I really like that calendar phrase. A budget does help you make smart decisions with your money, but sometimes it's hard because we want to spend our money on so many things, and we probably shouldn't.
Good point.Of course, a vacation is great, but you shouldn't spend so much money that you can't pay your rent when you get home.
Right. Your budget will affect your travel plans. I want to travel to South Africa someday, but the plane tickets are very expensive, so I can't go right now.
Well...Maybe someday you can save enough money to go. But I am glad that you are thinking about your budget, Pauline.
Well, Trina says you can go almost anywhere as long as you have money. Of course, we all know this is true. But I do like this sentence. This phrase, as long as, is similar to when we use if, then in a sentence.
Right. Trina could say,If you have money, you can go almost anywhere. But instead, she says, you can go anywhere as long as you have money. This means the same thing.
Well, friends, we hope you're enjoying learning with us today. We'll learn some more right after the break. Don't go away.
Welcome back, friends. So, do you prefer to travel with a group or with just a friend?
Well, Well, usually I travel with a friend or my husband. I don't travel with groups very often, although that's fun too.
Well, the person you travel with really is important. Hopefully, they will make your trip even better. But you should make sure to go with someone you can travel with, that you enjoy. So let's learn some more about this from Trina Travel Now.
How should you choose a friend to travel with?
Ask about your friend's interests. Make sure they are similar to yours.
I like shopping for souvenirs. Should I choose someone who also likes that?
Yes. If it's your friend's least favorite thing to do, that's not good.
That would be a problem.
And you both should agree on travel dates.
Of course.
Well, I am glad that Trina is talking about this part. Who you travel with is really important.
I agree. I have had some crazy things happen to me on vacations. Car troubles, delays, getting sick. But thankfully, I traveled with great people. They were relaxed and fun to be with, even during hard moments.
Good. Well, hopefully the people we travel with make the trip even more enjoyable. But that's not always true, is it? Some friends don't travel well together. So how should you choose a friend to travel with?
Trina gives a good suggestion. She says, ask about your friend's interests. That means ask about what they enjoy doing. Make sure their interests are similar to yours.
Okay, similar means alike or almost the same. Let's have Christina explain this some more.
Trina 说在选择旅游伴侣之前要先跟对方谈一谈最好双方的好恶兴趣能相似 Make sure they are similar to yours 这里的 they 指的是对方的好恶兴趣而句尾的 yours 是所有格代名词指你的好恶兴趣句型 A is similar to B 表示 A 与 B 相似我们来看例句Her bag is similar to yours. 她的包包跟你的相似。My problem is similar to yours. 我的问题与你的类似。
Thanks, Christina. I like to do a lot of activities when I go on vacations. I don't want to sit around the hotel pool all day or just lay on the beach. I want to go places and do things.
Well, and I do know you a little bit. You probably don't like shopping on vacation, do you?
Well, I really like going to markets. I enjoy shopping for some souvenirs and gifts for friends, but you're right, I don't like to go to malls or big stores.
Sure, so let's say Pauline has a friend.
Hey, I have lots of friends.
Okay, well, just stay with me here, Pauline. Okay.But let's say this friend thinks of the perfect vacation and they think just relaxing at a hotel, then going shopping, seeing a movie, going to the mall. Should Pauline travel with this friend?
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, I shouldn't travel with a friend like that.
So, the reason you travel with a friend is to do things together. But if you don't enjoy doing the same things, well...then maybe you shouldn't travel together.
Alex says one thing he enjoys doing on trips is souvenir shopping. So he might want to choose to travel with someone who also likes to do that.
Well, I like what Trina says here. She says, if it's your friend's least favorite thing to do, that's not good.
Least is the opposite of most. If something is your least favorite thing to do,That means you really don't like to do it. In other words, it's the thing you dislike the most.
One of my favorite classes in high school was science. I really liked that class. But my least favorite class in high school has to be math. I didn't like that class.
Good examples. So if your friend's favorite activity is your least favorite thing to do on vacation, That might be a problem.
Right. But many friends do enjoy similar activities. Is that all you need to know?
Well, there are other things to consider, too. For example, you need to agree on travel dates.
Oh, right. You can't travel together if you don't have the same time off.
You also might want to consider your travel style. Do you want to get up early and do as many things as possible when you're on vacation? Or do you want to sleep in and relax?
Right. It's a good idea to talk about this with your friend. Then you know what each person wants from their vacation. And you can plan how to make it work for both of you.
Good advice. Well, now I advise that we review. Here's our key words from today.
Here's the first key word from today. Major. Major. I don't have any major problems.
Group. Group. There are 10 people in our group.
Similar. Similar. We have similar ideas.
Interest. Interest. Do you have an interest in art?
Least. Least. Kylie bought the least expensive dress. Okay, friends, keep on practicing those key words. And now let's take a look back at our lesson one more time.
Let's continue our conversation about planning a trip.
Good idea.
We just talked about choosing a place and time to travel.
We did. Another major thing to consider is your budget.
That can affect your travel plans. You can go almost anywhere as long as you have money.
True. Also, will you travel with a group or with a friend? Think about that.
How should you choose a friend to travel with?
Ask about your friend's interests. Make sure they are similar to yours.
I like shopping for souvenirs. Should I choose someone who also likes that?
Yes. If it's your friend's least favorite thing to do, that's not good.
That would be a problem.
And you both should agree on travel dates.
Of course.
Wow, well, we really got some great tips for planning a trip, both today and yesterday. Is there anything else you would like to add, Pauline?
Oh, well, once you have planned the trip, then there are a few more steps to get ready for the trip, right?
Oh, sure. So you buy your tickets and reserve your hotels. All of that is part of preparing for the trip.
Right, and don't forget to plan what you're going to bring with you. I always like to make a list of everything I think I'll need. I also check online to see if there are suggestions for what to bring to that place.
Right. Sometimes you might need to buy a few things before you go. Planning what you are going to pack instead of just doing it the day before is a good idea.
Exactly. And that packing list will also help you remember important things like checking to make sure you know where your passport is.
Wow. Well, there is a lot to do, but this makes your vacation great. A vacation can be a lot of work, though.
Yeah, I guess. It does take planning, but the better you plan, the more you will be able to enjoy the vacation when you're out there doing it. I think traveling is worth the work.
Well, now it's time to move on. Friends, let's see what James and Ginger are up to at Jungle Chit Chat.
I'm planning another trip.
Where do you plan to go this time?
Someplace fun. Maybe New York City.
What about your budget?
What's a budget?
How much money can you spend?
Not very much.
Then you have a small budget. You can travel with a group.
No, I want to travel with a friend.
Well, be sure your friend shares similar interests.
Is that important?
Yes. If your ideas are different, you might not enjoy the trip.
Right.
So what kind of friend will you choose?
A friend with a big budget. Yeah.
You know, that is a lot of food, Jack. Do we need all of this food for the picnic this afternoon?
I don't know. A lot of people are coming.
Right. Well, maybe we can return some of it if we don't use it.
You mean bring it back to the store and get my money back?
Exactly. Let's ask this guy.
Okay. Excuse me, if I buy this stuff, can I return it if I don't need it?
Well, we don't usually let people return food, but you can return it today, as long as you don't open it.
Great!
Are you kidding me? That's not great! It's super! You just said today's super sentence!
I did?
Of course! You can do something as long as you do something else. That's the super sentence. You can return it today as long as you don't open it. That's what you said.
Oh, goody.
Yes, goody. Well, nobody else is in line. Do you want to give me another super sentence? Just for fun.
Oh, sure. You can go out with your friends as long as you are home for dinner.
You can go out with your friends as long as you are home for dinner. You have kids, don't you?
No, that's just what my mom always tells me.
Oh, how old are you?
35.
35? Oh, well, that was a super sentence, sir. Say it with me.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
So, I forget. I can return this food when?
Okay, so, you can return this food today as long as you don't open it.
Oh. Super sentence, man!
Huh?
Never mind.
What?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, and have a good day.
You too.
So, Peter, what do you think? Do you prefer to travel with a friend or with a group?
Well, it depends. If I just want to spend time with that group of friends, then I will go to a country where that's okay. But if I want to see the world, I just want one or two friends. We can travel more quickly and we can see more things.
I know some people like to travel with a travel group because it's all planned for you, but sometimes I prefer to have a little more control over where I go.
Yeah, I don't think I would like the big bus and group and too many people. I don't think I would like that. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today and you can think about your vacation. We'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.